More people wake up to breakfast with Ali Clark.
Weekdays from 6 on ABC Radio Adelaide.
It is time to dive into Adelaide After Dark in the morning. Basically, we get people on to tell you all the great stories so you don't have to go out. It's perfect, right? You can stay at home. Who'd want to go out in this weather anyway? Now, our guest this morning is Dan Schmidt. He's an historian. You'll hear him on his Adelol podcast. He's also on the business card, has Annoyer in Chief at the Adelaide Mail. Good morning, Dan.
Ali, how are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. A little chilly, but fine.
Spent some time delving through the history books, these wonderful South Australian history books.
Yes, it's all I do on the weekend. And Unfortunately, that is actually true.
Hello to your children that are going, come on, Dad, enough. Now, we're launching ABC Adelaide's Focus on the Northern Suburbs, and we'll be there for the next couple of weeks. And you're going to take us to the Northern Suburbs via an elephant. I cannot wait to hear the story.
Absolutely. Tommy the Elephant of Smithfield. Now, this is... We just had an elephant wandering around the northern suburbs for quite some time, basically.
What?
Yeah, and as Tori Shepherd pointed out before, Tommy the Elephant was actually named Jumbo and came from Calcutta, where he was shipped to Australia in 1851. But he didn't start out at Smithfield. He was at the Cremorne Hotel in Unley as part of a small zoo area they had set up next to the beer garden.
That is basically amazing.
Yeah, and it wasn't uncommon in the time, in the 1800s, for pubs to have these kinds of attractions.
Can you imagine? Maybe just him, you know, having a few too many. Is that an elephant?
It can't be an elephant.
I better go home. I'm imagining things.
Well, it wasn't uncommon. The Union Hotel on Weymouth Street actually had a Bengal tiger for some time.
What?
Yeah, and it was actually, you know, moved on after it bit the head off the duck that was also in the restaurant. So it was...
How mean and how cruel to these
so
animals.
Incredibly cruel.
Gosh.
But because Tommy the Elephant was a young elephant and basically 5 years old, and they have the same kind of lifespan and life cycle as humans, so he was just a playful five-year-old thing. So when he wasn't on display, you know, basically ruining the garden at the Cremorne Hotel, he was quite fond of escaping. So basically quite often there would just be an elephant wandering around the streets of Unley, like tipping over like washing and things like that and, you know, trying to get into people's houses. And he loved water and wanted to play with water whenever he could.
Well, why not? Yeah.
Exactly. Now, because he was such an annoyance to local residents, the owner of the pub was faced with numerous court cases. So eventually he's like, oh, I've got to get rid of Tommy. And he was sold to John Smith in Smithfield, who founded Smithfield. And this is where our northern suburbs connection comes in. So in Smithfield, Tommy was used to plough fields and divert the course of Smith's Creek away from John Smith's hotel, which was under construction at the time. And because he loved playing with water, he really loved doing this job. And like just, you know, it was a big elephant that could divert water however how.
See, just can we just pause for a moment and imagine if in this, you know, current situation, how much environment protection paperwork would have had to be filled out if we wanted to move a creek away from someone's development, if we wanted to have large animals in anywhere. Like, it's unbelievable.
If we wanted to have animals working as well. In completely different times. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't that long ago. He was used to draw water from the well because they figured out he loved water so much. He was also used to dam and divert Smith's Creek, but he was then... John Smith, the owner, was then sued from diverting vital water away from... Yeah, that's exactly...
There it is.
So it was still happening even then, you know, saying some places don't need fresh water when we clearly do. Eventually, though, he became too slow and just loved playing with the water so much he wasn't actually doing much work. So he was then sold to the Jepps Cross Hotel. Mr. Matthews, the licensee there, and their family became really attached to him. As he grew, he became a very useful worker. He cleared scrub and moved stones around Yatla Jail, ploughing on the Matthews farm at Jeff's Cross, and also giving people rides who were patrons of the pub and assisting people who were on their way to the Jepps Cross Hotel if their car became bogged or something.
Oh, man.
Extremely useful.
Unbelievable.
He went on being so useful to the area that Mr. Matthews is believed to have contracted Tommy, the elephant, to the South Australia Railway Commissioners to haul sleepers and other heavy materials between Salisbury and Smithfield during the construction of the Adelaide Gawler Railway Line in 1857. So the railway line that we still use was originally built by an elephant. Unfortunately, Tommy did die tragically in 1858 when he was only 9 years old after a cold and rainy night. His bones are rumoured to be buried in the field across from the Jepps Cross Hotel, which I think may either now be housing or that go-kart place.
Oh!
Yes.
I see you're either living or driving over Port Tommy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
However, today his legacy is still remembered in such establishments, particularly around the northern suburbs. There's the old Elephant Barn on Main North Road. The Red Tusk sculptures at Smithfield Railway Station as well. There's some sculptures at that railway station honouring the elephant who built that line, basically. And Playford's own elephant walking trail. And, of course, if you look at the Unley's Cremorne Hotel's emblem, that is
there
an
is
elephant,
elephant
too.
Yeah.
So that is the story of Tommy the Smithfield Elephant.